Random House Australia present this unabridged recording of She's on the Money, written and read by Victoria Devine. Money stories are the subconscious and conscious beliefs and values about money and prosperity that we develop early in our lives. Whether we like it or not, they contribute to what we feel is financially possible and they dictate our behaviour. They form the foundation of how we think and communicate or react to money. If conflict around money was a central theme in your upbringing, any conversation about money might start with a stomachache. If money was in abundance, conversations about money might allow you to feel invincible or sometimes even a little bit reckless. If money was something your parents took care of and didn't speak about, any conversation about money might make you feel unqualified, lost, or uninterested. In my mind, the most empowering use of money is as a way to transform our lives and the lives of others. Money, after all, is the tool we need to live a comfortable life, both in the present and the future. Money is intended for spending, sharing, and investing, nothing more. For something with such a simple and pure purpose, the reality is that money can feel wildly complicated and cause an enormous amount of stress. The term money anxiety has been coined, no pun intended, for a reason. Worrying about where your next meal is coming from, how you're going to pay off your credit card debt, or if you can make a quarter of a tank of fuel last until payday can and will keep you up at night. When it comes to even bigger things, like trying to imagine how you're supposed to survive after retirement, the task can seem so Herculean that you avoid the thought of it altogether and shove it so far into the back of your mind it doesn't even get acknowledged. Whatever your money story, positive or negative, dealing with the mysteries of money as an adult can be a struggle, especially if you're a woman. Today, women are increasingly out-earning men, but in many cases, we still don't have the resources and tools available to avoid being disadvantaged. I see it, I feel it, and I hear it all the time. Young women feeling disempowered around money conversations because finance isn't a topic we've been taught to focus on. We don't learn about it in school, and most of the time, we don't learn about it from our families. Gender stereotypes are still wreaking havoc on our ability to be financially secure and contributing to negative money stories. It's something I'm here to change. Young women need to know how to be financially free. The impact of this will be felt 30, 40, even 50 years down the track. If you start now, creating a secure financial future will involve tiny baby steps instead of unrealistic leaps. If you can set good money habits up front, you can look at your finances holistically and increase your savings as you increase your earnings instead of experiencing the dreaded lifestyle creep.